Okay. This meeting of the IFRS Advisory Council is now open, and I extend a formal welcome to all Advisory Council members and official observers, trustee members, ISB members, foundation staff and public observers. I'd like to extend a particular welcome to a number of people, and the first one is me as your new chairman, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Linda Diaz and Steve Lim as new members. Linda represents the Comisión Nacional Bancaria de Valores in Mexico, and Steve, the Korea Accounting Standards Board. Hugh Shields for his first meeting in his role as Executive Technical Director at the ISB. Trustees, at the moment, we only have Bob Glauber here with us, but Michelle Prada will join us, I think, sporadically during the next 2 days. So really good to have two trustees here with us. And ISB members, we have, I think, a very good turnout of ISB members with us here today. We've got Hans, Ian, Sue Lloyd is here, Steve Cooper, Tak Ochi and Amora Gomez are all... And Chong Wu, apologies, Chong Wu. You were written down. So I think that's really good. So obviously both the trustees and the ISB are here very interested in the views that we express over the next couple of days in terms of our advice. At this point, I would like to express formally our deep sorrow at the passing of Jerome Haas. He was the chairman of the French Standard Setter, who was obviously an attendee and great contributor to these advisory council meetings. I obviously did not sit around this table with Jerome, but I have known, did know Jerome for many years with my New Zealand chairman of the New Zealand Standard Setter hat on. I think it is fair to say that Jerome will be missed very much in the standard setting whānau, and I use that Māori word meaning family, and on your behalf I extend our deepest sympathy to his family. If we then come on to the agenda for the next couple of days, I hope you agree that I think that the agenda has a good mix of important topics for us to grapple with in our advisory capacity. Understanding and providing advice on the ISB current and proposed activities, as well as two key discussion group sessions, I think. The first on a very strategic, topical subject for financial reporting, the use of judgment. And the second on really trying to determine how we as a council, either as a whole or as individuals, can best enhance the global knowledge of IFRS. I think, and I'm looking forward to the contributions from each and every one of us in these various discussions over the next couple of days. What I'd now like to do, just so that you get a feel of who this person sitting at the head of the table spouting at you right now is, and where she comes from, and how you might want to, if you like, work with her, understand her, I thought I'd just share a little bit about me with you. And I'm not going to bore you with my CV, because I'm sure that most of you have sufficient curiosity that you did some research on me, and it would be fair to say that my LinkedIn profile is just about my full CV, so you have probably seen enough about me there. But maybe just to highlight a few things about me and what drives me and inspires me. And it's really, you know, obviously inspires me and what makes me think that I can be the leader here to help us to assist the various bodies in achieving the principal objectives of the foundation in relation to the development of this and development and application of the single set of globally accepted international financial reporting standards. So what are some key things about me? And I think what I bring is a diversity. Yes, I am steeped in accounting. There is no doubt about that. But I think there are things about me that make me a if you like, a very broad person. And the first thing that I would say is that, yes, I am a New Zealander. However, I was born and bred in this country, and so I am a New Zealander by choice, which means that I've lived in New Zealand for 30 years, so I am absolutely unquestionably a New Zealander. And one example of that for those of you, and I'm sorry, England supporters, that the All Blacks once again managed to get themselves out of a hole, and I will admit that England did play very well in the rugby on Saturday, but the All Blacks once again, and I don't think England has won in Auckland for 80 years or something like that, so they didn't do it on Saturday night. And I'm sorry, I'm absolutely passionately a New Zealander when it comes to things like rugby. But I think being a New Zealander as well, what I will say, what that does mean is New Zealanders know their place in the world. They know that they are a little pinprick at the bottom of the world, and therefore I can be, and one of my traits, and I think, is that I can be global. I'm not parochial, and I think that that is something that I can and will and hope to bring to my role here. As I say, I'm steeped in accounting. I have a long history in standard setting. And I'm looking around the table, there are probably very few. Ian might be the only one who was involved in the original G4 plus 1 group, almost before the ISB, or the ISC as it was then, was founded, but in terms of global accounting, way back when. I was the chair of the New Zealand Standing Board, Accounting Standards Board, and a member of the Australian Accounting Standards Board. And for the last 6 years, I have actually been a member of the Interpretations Committee. So yes, I am steeped in standard setting. I was a KPMG partner for 18 years until 7 years ago. So again, I had as an auditor, so I have that in my background. I was a member of the New Zealand Securities Commission for 11 years, so I have the regulatory background, and I now am effectively a full-time director. So I have the user background as well. So with those many hats, I hope I can bring something to this role as the chair. Then me as an individual, I am passionate. I will be direct. I am a big picture person. I am very competitive, and most of you will probably find out, so I will tell you all now, that I have extraordinarily, I don't think they're cracked, broken, bruised ribs, because I went headfirst over the top of my mountain bike handlebars last weekend. So I do those kinds of silly things. I am an achiever. I want to make a difference, and I think that's what we as this council can do, is make a difference. And that's probably enough about me. Thoughts and plans, though, in terms of the advisory council. And just thinking about this, and I'm not going to speak from, if you like, the sermon from the mount as to where I think that we should be heading, but just some thoughts and really some bullet points as to the platform that we are currently at and where we could go from here. And I think, you know, obviously the platform is very, very, you know, good at the moment. I think that the development under Paul Cherry's leadership has been superb. The quality of the people, of you sitting around this table, is absolutely superb. I think the existence or formation of ASAF is something that we do need to still just consider, and consider the different roles between the two bodies, and therefore thinking about us being so much more strategic rather than technical. We obviously did our self-review last year, and looking at what our role is and the discussion that we've got tomorrow in terms of what our secondary role is. And I'm now going to refer just very briefly to, I was lucky enough to attend the trustees meeting in Sydney in April, and Hans did a Ken Spencer memorial speech, which I thought was quite provocative. It is on the ISB website, if you haven't already seen it. We're talking about why actually do we do accounting standards, and in terms of combating moral hazard, and building trust in financial markets, and that's the core of what we do. And sorry, Hans, I've said it in three words or three sentences as opposed to your very long speech. However, you know, it's thinking, well, what can we as the council do? That's the platform, and how can we work in terms of our knowledge around the world, in terms of thinking about those things? And also the disclosure and future of financial reporting. I think we are at a crossroads. There is a lot of discussion, and obviously the ISB has taken this on board in relation to disclosures. But actually, can the ISB, can standards, accounting standards setting be done in isolation? You know, and here I speak as much as anything else as a director, and thinking about telling our story as a director of companies, and it is far, far wider than a set of financial statements. So how do we, with the standard setting hat on, actually say, how do we get those financial statements to be part of the story and acknowledge it and work with others in terms of them getting to be just part of the story as opposed to the whole part? And so it's that platform that I'm not advocating anything here, but just that is the platform that I think that we're coming into here. I do think we have some challenges in front of us that I think are absolutely we can work with, and that is to make sure that we do remain strategic. I think that that is the value that both the trustees and the ISB will get from us, is by us being strategic and not technical. And I know for a number of us in the room, sometimes that can actually be quite hard. We all, of course, have extremely strong views on the particular technical words that are in the accounting standards, but I think we need to make sure that we don't, if you like, let that bit of us take over. So we all have to, and me included, learn perhaps that that is not our role, that we really, really do need to be strategic. It's actually, and again, from the where the platform is, identifying the big future issues and how we can add value to those. Because there's no point in us just sitting around the table and thinking about topics and saying, let's have a good two-day discussion about those. The objective of the game is for us to add value both to Hans and his team and Michelle and his team at the trustees level. And that's really, really important. The challenge for me and for each of us in the room is actually, and I've written actually down here, make the most of you. When I look at your CVs, your profiles, and the organisations that you represent, I think, wow. As somebody actually said to me when I was talking to New Zealand this morning, well, go on, Joanna, you go and cheer the world. And I feel in some ways that's exactly what we've got sitting around the table. So it's how we really pull from you, you know, all of that, what is going around the world, and your skills and your organisations. And I think the discussion tomorrow again will really, really help that. How can we work with you to really think about that vision for the foundation and in terms of the education around IFRS around the world, as well as actually in the 2 days that we meet here three times a year? And linked to all of that in terms of the value to the trustees and the board is actually making sure that what we do is relevant, effective and timely, and that we are outcome focused. And that is all that I'm going to say about me and where, so not really where I see the future going, but some thoughts around the platform and, you know, thinking about what might be on our agenda, and I encourage all of you to think about what those big issues might be. And certainly, you know, I'm sure I will catch up with most of you individually over the next couple of days, and I'm really looking forward to doing that.